This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, hello. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, worm and bug farmer, ecopreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And with me this hour is the energetic Shauna Coronado, garden and green lifestyle author, on-camera spokesperson, newspaper columnist, photographer, keynote speaker, and successful social media marketer. Before I ask Shauna to join me, though, I want to let you know that the Arbico Organics Winter Catalog is now available. And to receive your free copy, go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Or you can just give us a call at 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. You'll want to take advantage of the $10 off coupon on the back of the catalog that you can use for your next Arbico Organics purchase. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. There is so much to tell about my guest, Shauna Coronado. She is a true pioneer, leader, and practitioner of what a green lifestyle is all about. To begin with, she has over 200,000 plus followers on her social media outlets and 170 videos on YouTube with over 500,000 views. Shauna also speaks internationally on building community, simple garden living, and green lifestyle tips for the everyday person, as well as social media development. Most recently, she was featured as a Chicago Tribune Remarkable Woman and named number one garden blogger on Twitter by Cision in 2014. She has lectured at TEDx and Google, discussing the benefits of green living for community. She appears regularly on international radio and national American TV as well, and has been featured on many stations, including ABC, NBC, WGN, and PBS. Her garden has been featured in many venues, and a recent feature on WGN-TV on her private garden has been nominated for an Emmy Award. That's pretty amazing. Her organic living photographs and stories have been featured both online and off in many international home and garden magazines and multiple books. And if you go to her website, ShaunaCoronado.com, you will see a picture of her laying down in a patch of cabbages. And now I would like to invite Shauna to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Shauna. How are you doing today?
Hello, Sherry. How are you? I am so happy to be here. People think it's the end of garden season, but there's so much we can still do, right?
Well, for here, where we live in Tucson, it's the beginning. It's our best gardening season.
Absolutely. It starts to cool down for you. I know that in the middle of the year, it's absolutely sweltering.
It really is. We have an inferno for about 3 months in the summertime. The rest of the year is just absolutely a perfect time to be gardening. It's absolutely a haven right now. I mean, we can't stop things. You know, everything is just going crazy. As long as you give it a little bit of water, we just get the most amazing things out of our garden. So anyway, I'm just so glad to have you on this show. You are one amazing woman. I love your website, and the pictures are gorgeous. And I'm like, how in the world do you have time to do anything? I mean, you're composting, you're gardening, you're out there you are definitely walking your talk. So you are a super person. That's all I can say.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. You know what? The blog and developing stories about how to garden came around because I realized, I'm always talking about it. I had to walk the walk and teach people. How can you really do cool garden things in your own home? And some of the garden ideas that I have are very creative and different. My goal is to get as many people gardening as we possibly can.
I'm right there with you. You know, we sort of lost track of it our parents sort of are, you know, they, somehow there was a generation that kind of forgot how to garden, let's just put it that way, save seeds, and we kind of handed it over to others, and we forgot the benefits of gardening, not just going out and picking from your own backyard, just the whole idea of what it is to be working with the earth and seeing things grow and having that seed-to-table experience that we gave up. And so I'm so glad we've got people like you out there pounding the pavement, so to speak, so that we can get everybody on board, because it is so wonderful to do.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about how you grew up and what inspired you, what catalyzed you to become so involved, you know, in what you're doing today, because it's quite remarkable all the things you're involved in.
Well, here's the thing. I grew up on a farm in central Indiana and near Kokomo, if anyone knows where that is. And it really is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And I was a lone soul. You know, I was a kid by myself during the summers and during planting season. I spent a lot of time helping my grandparents plant their gardens and experience this amazing feeling whenever I was outside, particularly when I was with them, that it became culturally a way to stay connected to who you were. And of course, when you're a child, you don't understand what that is. But when you grow up, it becomes quite significant. I grew up and I had a big time marketing and sales job downtown Chicago. I worked so hard that I rarely saw daytime. You know, I really worked from night until night, and I would come home and I wouldn't experience grass and trees and garden regularly. And what happened was my health suffered. I became very ill. I had year-round bronchitis, severe allergy problems. I was taking over a dozen prescriptions a day, and still there was no answer for me. I didn't feel better, even though I was taking all these pills and I was going to doctors every week. I was really miserable. And so I got in a big fight with my boss one day, and we decided that was the end of that. I walked off the job. I drove home on the train, called my husband and said, I don't know what we're doing, but I am never working that type of a job again. Instead, I want to do something that's good for myself, good for our family, and good for the community. And so I started doing landscape design, and before I knew it, I had started taking two prescriptions a day instead of over a dozen prescriptions a day I was taking before. And I felt like a million bucks. And I really attributed that to being outside a lot, to doing landscape design, really touching the soil and being a part of the gardening experience. It really changed my life tremendously. And so that's when I decided I should write a book. I wanted everyone to feel the way that I felt, which is terrific. And so I wrote my first book, which is really on green lifestyle living, not on gardening, and on the change that happens when you go from living with a life full of chemicals and drugs to a life that has more of an organic feel to it, you know, less chemicals, less prescription. And that was the beginning of all that I do now. I started a website and then started going crazy with YouTube videos and social media. And what I discovered is that there's a real hunger out there that people, everyday people, really want to know, how can they feel better and live better? And so I hope that I'm addressing something wonderful, a missing area that people really want to learn more about. And that's how I ended up here.
What a great story. You know, it's remarkable when you think about so many people, I think, have your story. They, particularly because we were the... Well, really, you're the second generation, but the first generation of women to take on a full-time other job. You know, in the quote-unquote older days, you know, you had a full-time job taking care of the home and the garden. We had a few chickens and, you know, and the children. And then we had a change in that now we were part of the working force. And I can see where so many people, not only women, but just men, would get burnout. We're going to take a quick break, Shauna. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this concept of green lifestyle and like to hear what you have to say about that.
Yay!
Yeah. So we're coming right back. For those of you who are listening, don't go away. We're coming back with Shauna Coronado, and we've got lots more to talk about. So we're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbaco Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbaco-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbaco Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbaco Organics catalog.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply. For your preparedness needs, Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. With me is Shauna Coronado. She is one amazing, amazing lady, and she is a garden and green lifestyle author. She's an on-camera spokesperson, newspaper columnist, photographer, keynote speaker, and successful social media marketer. And above all, she is a lot of fun. I can just tell from the little bit that we know each other. So
I love that attitude.
I can tell,
I'm a
I love it. I love anybody that would have pictures of herself taken laying down in a patch of cabbages. Those of you who are listening, you really need to go to her website. It's Shawna, S-H-A-W-N-A, Coronado, Coronado.com. And just look at some of the amazing pictures. It's just full of information. And what a wonderful website, Shawna. Congrats. It's really well done. So we were sort of we were talking about how people can get burnout, especially if you don't have sun, you know. All of us need sun, and we also we all need to be feeling like we're part of nature. And so let's talk a little bit about this transition. You became a landscaper and embraced a green lifestyle. Tell us a little bit of what that, you know, how do you define that, and how does it stand out against other ways of living?
Well, here's the thing. So many people think that you have to go all or nothing. I am not one of those people. I mean, if you want to just try to live a little more organic, discover what is the food you eat the most, right? And then go organic with that food alone. So that began my philosophy. Instead of changing everything in my life to totally less, you know, no chemicals, I found the things that touched me the most. So, for example, one of the things in our home, we have a laundry room, and I had all these chemicals out on shelves that were open. And I felt sick when I went down there, into the laundry room. Like, I felt literally dizzy, and something was making me dizzy. I didn't realize it was the chemicals. My husband, he's the one who helped me discover that it was the chemicals. He's like, listen, let's take all of the home chemicals. And we're talking basic things like bleach. We're not talking some extreme chemical or something like that. And we put all the household cleaning chemicals in a box and sealed it up. From that day on, I could go into my laundry room without feeling dizzy and sick anymore. Well, it just so happens that laundry room is directly below my bedroom, and fumes rise. From that point on, I slept better and had less problems. Overall, that was the beginning of my realization that when what I thought was just bleach was actually something that was really affecting my health. So I started applying it wherever I could. Do I still use chemicals? I'm allergic to mold, so I have to use bleach sometimes in my house, right? So I still have that chemical in my home, but I use it less. I make the first choice to use something that's non-toxic, like vinegar. And then the next area would be food. I realized, wow, I eat a lot of packaged goods. What is organic and what isn't organic and how does it apply to me? And so we went with the theory with what do we eat the most? Well, one of the things we love in our household is eggs. I love an egg. I have two of them every morning for breakfast. I have for 10 years. It's my favorite food. It's crazy, and it's what I love.
It's great, though, because it's such a perfect form of protein.
If you have organic,
yes.
Right? So mm-hmm. Why wasn't, for 10 years, I wasn't using an organic egg. I was just getting whatever was the cheapest. And I suddenly realized that, well, sometimes there's a smart choice to make. The choice is going organic on the things that you perhaps use the most of. It became the smartest decision I ever made. Part of the way I reduced my prescriptions down was by doing a little bit of that in every place in my life. And before I knew it, I didn't have as much asthma. I didn't have year-round bronchitis. I felt better regularly than I did before. And so I never thought that it was affecting me, but it was. And I think that's the point here is that millions of people are using tons of products that have all kinds of chemicals in them. They think that they're not affecting them because, you know, they see them on the shelf of a big box store and say, hey, if the big box store is selling it, surely it's okay for me. But then it's in your house. What causes cancer? We don't know, right? So when you add all this up together, it just seems like common sense that you would reduce the amount of exposure that you have to chemicals. And that's where I am today. I'm not perfect. You know, I still have a Diet Coke once in a while. I still, you know, might have an artificial sweetener here and there. I try to not, though. Whenever I can restrict it, I do my best to hold back and not go for the junk.
Well, it sounds like it's a reasonable way to begin to tackle something that for many people can be overwhelming. Because
start with something simple.
Yeah,
just pick one thing and try it. When you talk about good for the environment things, so that's organic and chemicals. I also decided, why don't I pick one thing that's a major thing in my life that I feel is a wasteful product that's bad for the environment, and I get rid of it. I chose paper towels. Paper towels actually cost the United States millions of dollars in environmental waste. And so between the millions of dollars spent, the waste that the chemicals that are used in the processing of a paper towel, you know, to make a paper towel white, you have to bleach it. And no one understands that bleach is a part of that process. Mm-hmm. But the tons of water used, all of that. I'm like, well, can I really eliminate paper towels? Let me tell you, it was one of the hardest things I ever did in all my green efforts. We were addicted to paper towels, the entire family. And what we did was we bought a stack of white cotton towels. I do not work to keep them perfectly white, so I don't bleach them often. Once a year, I might toss them on in the wash and maybe add a little bleach or vinegar to it to whiten them up a bit. But pretty much, they're used for everything that I would use a paper towel for. It's not been a problem. And now I've been 2 years without paper towels. I feel like a drug addict telling you my time away from drugs. I've been 2 years without a paper towel, and I'm feeling pretty darn confident about that.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, the dioxins that they use to bleach, you know, are so toxic and, gets into everything. So I know it's something that, I mean, years and years ago, we didn't have paper towels, and all of a sudden, one day, they showed up, and my curiosity is what to do about, you know, plastic Ziploc bags. I mean, they're just like the most handy thing around, and yet, not sure they're very easy to recycle. You can wash them and, dry them and use them again,
I agree with you on the plastic bag. We do have plastic baggies in our house. But we very rarely use them because I have these glass containers. It used to be we all used Tupperware.
Yeah.
And I started doing research on plastic.
And you found out.
And I was concerned about it. So then went to glass containers that have lids that are sealable.
There you go.
It's pretty remarkable. It works.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to take another quick break. And Shauna, thank you for your tips to those of you listening. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. And with me is the amazing Shauna Coronado. She campaigns for social good online and speaks internationally on building communities, simple living, and green lifestyle tips for the everyday person. Her expertise has helped her to create an amazing website, which is www.shaunacoronado, S-H-A-W-N-A, coronado.com. Books, she's written three amazing books that we're going to talk about right now. And we're going to talk a little bit about organic gardening. So welcome back, Shauna.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day here in Chicagoland.
Woohoo!
No snow yet.
Yay! One of my best friends lives in Chicago, and she we're talking about me coming out to visit here, and she said, please come out before it gets too cold.
Yes. It's starting to get chilly right now. It's in the 30s, and brr. You know, and it's tough for me. Like, my garden season really ends by now, you know, beginning of November, and I'm starting to think more about what can I do in the fall for gardening and how I can move forward.
That's a great place to be. And, you know, for most of the country, that's the way it is, you know. Just to go back for just a minute so we can kind of make this transition. You know, this whole thing of green living, it's really sensible living. And I love the way you said, you know, it's not something that you have to go in and just, you know, take everything out of your home, you know, uproot yourself from your job or, you know, the idea is that look in your own home and see what are the things that might be poisoning you. Look at how you can convert over to healthier foods, that are organic. And in your own garden, as you start to garden, pick the things that you love the most. If you are, you know, constantly eating tomatoes, what a great idea. You know, grow your tomatoes and your herbs. You don't have to grow the whole darn grocery store. Mm-hmm. And And so I really appreciate, you know, all the contribution that you're making, and also that you are a model, and that's why your website's so important for people to go to because of the wealth of information that's there. So let's talk about these books that you've written. I want to be sure that we get a plug for the books because they are really beautiful. And even though they're, two of them are regional, everything in there for the most part is can be used anywhere in the country.
It, you know, generally speaking, yes. It's the two regional are the Illinois Getting Started Garden Guide and the Indiana Getting Started Garden Guide. I live in Illinois now. I grew up in Indiana. I know the region and the plants, so that made common sense for me to really work on it. One thing that we did differently with these books, traditionally the books were written with chemicals added, you know, the discussion of kind of what we now understand as traditional gardening in the United States would be the description of the older books. And what I've done with the books in modernizing these is I've gone all natural. The opening of the book teaches people how to garden, and it's gardening organically, so really understanding the importance of soil management, of composting, hand-picking bugs and doing things instead of using chemicals to treat them. So that's the and here's the thing. It doesn't say, hey, I'm an organic book, and yet it is. It's just the way that it should be written. And I think all books, I hope the future is more books are written without necessarily saying that organic word on front because I think every gardener should be growing naturally.
I believe that as well. And, you know, it's you know, this whole idea of easy organic gardening, easy is the, you know, mm-hmm. there's the word right there, is that we want people to understand it's not hard. And I agree with you. Sometimes you just got to get started, even if it's just some container plants, you know, herbs, to get going. Because there are very few things in our life that we get to see the beginning, the start, and the end to. And there's
right.
this, and so there's exactly. this, yeah, and you get to see this happening over and over again, and it's very satisfying to people. So many of us, you know, we're always almost at the end, and we're never at the end.
I agree. And, you know, one of the things that, the most important thing I learned really about organic gardening, you know, everybody's giving, there's all these fancy books out on, you know, complicated books out on organic gardening. And I don't think it has to be complicated. It's like you said, it's easy and it's simple. The soil, you know, the soil in my region is probably different than yours out west. It is heavy clay in this region in the United States. There's some sand that's closer to the lake, but generally speaking, it's very heavy clay. It's also extremely alkaline. And the advice that I would give to people here is generally the same advice I give to people all around the nation, which is compost, compost, compost. You know, add natural ingredients to your soil, like rotted manure and compost and leaf mulch compost. Mix that all in with your soil whenever possible. My front lawn vegetable garden is a tillless garden. It means the first year I turned it over and I mixed rotted manure in with it, buffalo manure, believe it or not. from that point on, I didn't use buffalo. I've always used cow manure. But from that point on, I've layered. Every year I put a new layer on top of my soil. The first year it was the mulch. The next year, a rotted manure. The next year, mulch. And I do this repetitive layering because as you're layering, you're enriching the soil. I use, back in the day, I had to use a lot of fertilizers to build my plants and make them look beautiful. Now I save tons of money because I only have to use a little bit of organic fertilizer. It goes such a long way because I've already built my soil the right way. So if I had one bit of advice or a tip that I could give to your listeners, it'd be please, you don't need to till that soil under. You need to enrich it and add more to it.
Hear, hear. We actually have quite a large garden, and it's tillless as well. Mm-hmm. And we just do the same thing. You know, you're just adding and adding and adding. And we have terrible soil in the desert for growing, you know, vegetables. You know, our soil is set up for cactus and plants that need very little water.
So it's very sandy there.
Sandy and alkaline, extremely alkaline. And, you know, depending on where you're at, it can be very rocky. But I'll tell you, we can grow amazing things just with our compost. And because we rear insects, we have an enormous amount of media left over. And so we have house sizes of piles, if you can imagine, of our, you know, what some people would call trash. But it's basically the food that our insects eat and wood shavings. And we just add microorganisms to it, and it breaks down beautifully. And I'm telling you, the stuff that comes out of that garden and the bricks is so high that everything is just so delicious, delicious, delicious.
That's the trick. It is all about the soil. And when I tell people, invite me over, and they're like, oh, I'm having trouble with my garden. Could you redesign it? And I'm like, first of all, let's start at the soil. And they're like, well, I just plant the flower or whatever in the ground. And I'm like, no. Yeah, you know, and actually, this can be quite cheap. Like, there are horse farms in our area that give away rotted composted manure for free. And so if you work the network, you know, you start calling around and finding horse and cow and different farms and places near you. Well, heck, you could get the soil amendments that are the basic structural amendment for free. Then you can invest in other organic products that you might want, microbes and what have you, to add to the soil as well. But again, the secret is that composted manure, and also, without a doubt, here in the Chicagoland area, these leaves, it's fall right now, all the leaves are on the ground. You know, a lot of gardeners I know.
They want to get rid of them.
They
want to get rid of them.
No, they all use all the leaves they have, and then they go and steal all the bags of their neighbors that are full of leaves.
Oh, that's great.
That the city takes away.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so adorable.
Coming right back. Just don't go away. Sorry, Shauna, we had to break.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. And with me is Shauna Coronado. She educates the online community on eco-travel, green living tips, sustainable gardening, inexpensive cooking, home vegetable production, and techniques for everyday homeowners to save money by being green and feed the hungry during a down economy. All this right from her very own home and ornamental front lawn vegetable garden. Welcome back, Shauna.
Hey, it's so nice to be here.
You know, the time goes by so fast, so this is our last segment. We touched on on your garden and how important composting is. And we sort of got cut off there talking about leaves. And, some places, it's my understanding, people, you know, they pile up the leaves and then they get rid of them. And what you're saying is that people are looking at leaves in a completely different way now.
They're taking their neighbor's leaves and reusing them for free. It's perfectly all right. Everybody's happy. I think it's a brilliant idea. Once you start leaf mulch composting, you know, it starts out as an innocent thing where you gather your leaves. Within a couple years, you're taking everyone's leaves and you've become a resource. And in fact, in Europe, there are giant production companies that only recycle all the city's leaves in different countries. And they do that instead of wasting the leaves and just letting them sit there. So I think it's an important resource that all we gardeners should be taking advantage of in the fall.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about you make leaf mulch compost. What is your secret recipe?
Oh, there's no secret recipe for me. You know what? You get a pile of leaves, you run a mower over it a couple times, you know, to compost it down, you know, so it breaks up in smaller bits, and you throw it out in a pile in the back of your house. And in the spring, you go out there and it looks like in the spring that the pile hasn't changed. But if you dig your hand down a little bit deeper into the pile, you'll see that the majority of the leaves have completely broken down into a compost. And it is, we really call that compost garden gold. It is the best compost that I can use. I have the most success gardening with that homemade leaf compost compared to almost any other compost that I've ever used. So I really do recommend doing that. The other thing is that when you put your leaf compost pile, I mean, you can combine some other things in it, like you would a traditional compost. But I think that the microbes in the leaves work best when they're alone. So I would recommend leaving it as a leaf pile only.
I like that idea a lot. And, you know, there are all sorts of ways to compost. You can, like you say, you just have a heap in the, you know, side of the house. There are all sorts of composters and, you know, all sorts of ways to do it. And the best way, though, is just start gathering that organic material and let it break down. And tell us a little bit about, since we're, you know, in this fall season, some of your favorite plants and, you know, any tips you might have for other people who are in the throes of fall gardening.
I discovered kale a few years ago. And we're talking all types of kale, dinosaur kale, purple kale, you name it. I've tried it, and I'm madly in love with it all. In the Scotland area, we planted in the beginning of the year. I can grow it all season, harvesting the entire way, all the way till the end. And then in August, usually, you might start growing from seed, you know, more kale. And you, being where you're located, and a lot of people in the warmer states, I mean, they can plant the kale right now in the ground as seed and still be able to harvest it before it gets too cold. There are two other plants that are my absolute favorite that grow very similarly to kale. So I love kale, beet, and Swiss chard. Now, what most people don't do is harvest the beet tops for salads, and you can even cook the beet tops just like you would spinach. It is so good. And the rule is that the more colorful your vegetable, the more vitamins it has. So planting those kale, beets, and Swiss chard in the ground right now, it's a smart move. You'll still be able to harvest them before the season gets too long. Now, if you're in the far northern states, you're out of luck. But here's a trick. Kale, beets, and Swiss chard all grow in shade conditions. And part shade conditions. So if you planted these babies up in a little pot in a sunny window, you could still have fresh kale, beets, or Swiss chard growing inside your house, even in the winter.
Now that's inspiring. And the beet greens, so many people don't understand how delicious they are. If you ever buy that mix, the organic mix or whatever, those little beet greens are in there. But there's... You know, I always tell my husband, I explained to him, I said, when you buy beets at the grocery store, you know, or we only go to Whole Foods, basically, if we're not growing our own, I said, you know, always get the beets that have the tops on them because they're the freshest. Same thing for carrots. And actually, you can eat the carrot tops, too. They're quite delicious.
Oh, yeah. They taste like an herb. They're kind of a bright flavor, I think. And that's the other thing is that, you know, in the United States, it's become very expensive to eat organic. And but, you know, if you buy just plain old meat, you know, or chicken that is organic, and you get rice or noodles, and you have fresh herbs that you've grown yourself, you can make an absolutely delicious dish for way under $10 for the entire meal using organic foods. So it's totally possible to grow organic and save yourself money. It makes perfect sense. I hope that more people do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love the idea if you can't do it outside, you certainly can, depending on what it is that you're growing, because, as you said, certain things need more light than others. We've got about 3 minutes left. I would really like to hear you talk a little bit. I know this is something that's dear to your heart, the pollinators. And
pollinators, they are my favorite. And here's why. It's what we're talking about. You want to support pollinators because when you support pollinators, you're actually supporting our humanity, our food. I think that there's a big drop-off in education. People don't understand that pollinators also pollinate a lot of the food that you find in the grocery store. We need this food, and to do that, we need to help save the pollinators. I plant as many plants in my garden as I can that will support pollinators. My favorite this year was the Will Rogers Zinnia. Hummingbirds adore the Will Rogers Zinnia. They would spend hours hovering around them. So hummingbirds, butterflies, flies, wasps, beetles, all of these are important pollinating insects and animals to our food system. let's help support them, plant some more pollinating flowers. We really need that help.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so much talk about bee colony collapse. And so anything that any of us can do to help, excuse me, if we don't have pollination, we will not have, in many cases, we will not have fruiting. And so it's really important that we all take our stand.
I'll do our part.
I'll do our part. Thank you. And the most amazing thing is that it's so fun to see all these amazing things coming into your yard. Tell us a little bit about your front yard. I'm amazed at what you're doing there.
Well, I have a front lawn vegetable garden, but this 2 years ago, I expanded on that and dug up a big section that I used for a cocktail garden. So fun. I surrounded the garden with herbs. And I also, this year, grew a living wall, a standalone living wall filled with herbs and edibles that I could mix in my cocktail drink. So it's been quite an adventure having friends over for cocktails, sharing in the herbal excitement. And I highly recommend it. I think that the most brilliant thing about it is you sit out in your garden enjoying nature, and it smells divine. It smells incredible. So a wonderful new aspect of gardening. It's not just about eating. It's not just about seeing the beauty of it. It's also about that great smell you get when you have herbs all around you.
There's just nothing like the aroma of sitting in your garden, and you get the perfume of flowers and the herbs and just the earthy smells that accompany what it is to be in a garden. We've got about 20 seconds left. Why don't you tell us, as you leave the show today, what would you like to inspire our listeners with?
Oh, so exciting. I am working on a new project. I have a new book coming out in the spring called Grow a Living Wall, How to Create Vertical Gardens with a Purpose. And that living wall book is all about the everyday person growing in super small places like balconies and patios. And you can grow vegetables. Here's what I discovered. You can plant around 40 plants in a 1 to 2 square foot area space.
Wow. We're going to have you back to talk about it, Shauna. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll have another great show next week, making an easy organic gardening week.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.